Manu Patra Alerts dated the 5th of July 2018, with Jaiprakash Associates Limited failing to deposit 1,000 crore rupees. The Supreme Court has asked the real estate firm to pay 600 crore rupees to pay back to the home buyers who have opted for a refund. Supreme Court has sought a response from the centre on a fresh plea that challenged the constitutional validity of the practice of polygamy and nikah halala among Muslims in India. Bombay High Court has asked the state government to decide by the 6th of September whether the toll collection on the Mumbai-Pune expressway should continue. Delhi High Court has observed that felling over 16,500 trees to build multi-story accommodation for the proposed redevelopment of 6 South Delhi colonies was akin to leaving the city to die. Uttarakhand High Court has declared the entire animal kingdom, including avian and aquatic, as legal entities, with a distinct persona and corresponding rights, duties and liabilities of a living person. Madras High Court has said the Tamil Nadu government should consider giving policemen a day off in a week like every government servant so that they could spend time with their families. Insolvency and Bankruptcy Board of India has issued revised norms to initiate insolvency resolution process, paving way for home buyers to seek relief as financial creditors and allowing conditional withdrawal of insolvency applications, among other key changes. The government has approved a proposal of accession of India to two WIPO treaties which would provide more protection to the works of copyright owners, actors, singers, musicians and sound recorders in the internet and digital environment.